Hey, this is Teresa Matsura, and you're listening to Uncanny Japan. I want to start the show today by saying my heart is with Ukraine right now. I can't say too much, or I'll get upset again. We do have a small handful of listeners from there, and I am thinking about you and everyone. Please stay safe. So when's the last time I grossed you out? Oh yeah, let's go there. I promise this won't be overly disgusting. I have somewhat of a weak stomach myself, and I don't think you want to hear me retching on the show. So I'll keep it tame, low-key gross, but also pretty fascinating gross, too. Today, let me tell you about the human-faced tumor, a yokai called Jinmensou. Are you ready? Would you like to explore the stranger, more obscure corners of Japanese culture? Dig a little deeper into superstitions, curious customs, and all those mysterious creatures that inhabit the land? If so, then this is the podcast for you. Uncanny Japan is where I, author Teresa Matsura, share all the fascinating tidbits I unearth while doing research for my writing. From the bizarre to the ghastly, and everything in between. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there. For everyone who didn't bail after hearing the title, I commend you and I thank you for being so brave. I'd also like to thank Dollar Rain, my very patient, very has a lot of great ideas patron who has been with me since 2017. Yes, that's me you hear wiping away tears and tackle hugging my computer because I have no real Dollar Rain to tackle hug and cry on. So Dollar has given me quite a few brilliant suggestions for topics that I'll be getting to throughout the year. And that leads me naturally to thanking them and all the patrons and supporters of the show. I say it, and I wish I could say it more often and better, but I really appreciate your support, and it is because of you that I can do this show. I still can't put in full-time hours because I need side gigs to pay other bills, food, and stuff like that, but my dream is to make a living writing and podcasting and telling stories, and you all get me closer to that every single day. And also related news is one thing I'm working on for my Kitsune $5 and up patrons is combining January, February, and March bedtime stories into a super duper story. I'm translating and retelling the tale of Shuten Doji. Shuten Doji is kind of a drunken oni king. It's a very popular and well-known story and has been told throughout the ages. It has different versions, but I have yet to come across one in English, other than a quick rundown of the plot. So I want to do this tale justice in the English language. Make it absolutely beautiful, wickedly horrible, and wonderfully multi-layered. I'm really excited about how it's coming along, and I think I'm going to publish it as an audio short story for those who maybe don't want to be a patron or can't be a patron, but are interested in hearing it. I'll let you know when that's ready. So now, let's talk about tumors. Ugh. As I usually do, let's start with the characters. Jinmensou. Quiz. Do you remember what Jinmengyo means? Episode 30. If you said human-faced fish, you are exactly right. So we know that Jinmen means human face. Gyo means fish. But what does so mean? I noticed that Jinmensou is often translated into English as human-faced tumor. But I have my opinion on that matter. I'm familiar with the kanji for soul because I used to have a mild obsession with smallpox a while back. Especially Hosogami, the god of smallpox, episode 18. In that case, soul meant pustule or pox. But it can also mean a boil or any kind of sore that erupts on the skin. If you do an image search for the kanji character soul, which I don't recommend, by the way. Most of the photos are of people with bad cases of acne. And acne isn't a tumor. So is also the first character in the word for scab, kasabuta, which delightfully translates as sore lid or boil lid. So you can see it's not quite a tumor. When I think tumor, I think inoperable and malignant. But in this case, perhaps a growth is the best translation. So now that we have that out of the way, a jinmenso is a growth that appears on some part of your body, but somewhere along the way, you notice it has a human face. Not just that, sometimes it eats and talks. Long, long ago, in the 1600s, an author and monk named Asai Ryoi wrote about this phenomenon in Volume 9, Jinmenso, of his bizarre collection of stories entitled Otogiboko, which, I'm putting this out here, were quite influenced by Chinese culture. His story went something like this. Mukashi, mukashi, once upon a time, in what is now Uji City of Kyoto, there lived a farmer who fell very ill and wasn't able to recover. 6 months after he got sick, he noticed he had a strange growth on his knee. It was incredibly painful, too, so he examined it closer. Odd, it resembled a human face, with eyes and a mouth, a kind of jinmenso. But that had to be a coincidence, right? Then one day, while he was drinking and trying to numb the pain, this farmer poured a little sake into the mouth of his knee jinmenso. To his surprise, the tiny mouth drank it up. But it got better than that. After several pourings, the jinmenso flushed red, as one does when they get drunk. Okay, the farmer thought. How about some of this mochi rice cake I've got on the table? He pulled off a little piece of the sticky treat and fed it to this animated knee thing, and what do you know? It began chewing, and it even swallowed it. Now you have to know that all this was terribly painful for the poor farmer, but what he quickly learned was that if he didn't feed the freaky yokai on his leg, it would be even more painful. So he continued nourishing this parasitic jinmenso every single day, sacrificing his own meals to the dreadful knee beast. Before long, the farmer was only skin and bones. And it wasn't like he didn't try to get help either. He did visit doctors and healers, but no one had any treatment for his affliction. Mostly, they were just freaked out. Death by starvation was near for the poor farmer. But still, the jinmenso cried out for more food and drink. Then one day, when all was at its worst, a wandering ascetic monk happened to show up in town. He listened to the farmer's dilemma. "I can help," he said, "but I need you to do something." He got the farmer to sell off his land for gold, which he used most of, to buy various medicines and herbs. The ascetic then took these and fed them one by one to the jinmenso's greedy mouth. Every single time, it would gobble them up and cry out for more. This went on for some time until at last he tried to place some powdered baimo, or snake's head lily, into the creature's maw. That time, though, the jinmenso closed tight its mouth and refused to eat. "Aha," the monk said, and he force-fed the mouth the powdered flour. The farmer felt better. Then, after 17 days, the swelling went down, the mysterious growth disappeared, and the farmer completely recovered. The end. But that story is actually not the first mention of jinmenso. There are ancient Chinese medical texts that also talk about the condition. There are, it seems, existing medical documents in Japan as well. For example, there's one dated July of 1819 about a 35-year-old Sendai merchant who came in to be examined. He had a suspicious-looking growth on his knee, too, but it had been there since he was 14 years old. Every year it grew and grew, but it wasn't until that day in July when he decided to do anything about it. And I wonder what happened to spur that. The doctor described the affliction in grotesque detail, but the basics were that it had swollen parts that made it look like a pale red mouth, two nostrils, eyes that were closed but looked like those of a smiling face. It even had ears, but that there was no pain to the patient, which is different than our farmer who suffered greatly by the Gemenso's hand. Face. But not just that. The little beast also twitched, which made it look like it was breathing. Although the doctor did note that that could have been the man's heartbeat, making it look like it was breathing. Either way, creepy. The doctor's diagnosis, judging, I suppose, from the fact that it looked so much like a human face, was that it must be an akuryo or an onryo, an evil spirit of someone dead or someone who has just so much malice directed toward a person that it manifests in a certain way. Say, a face on a random body part. Which I can't help but wonder. If you woke up and had a jinmenso that was the face of someone cursing you, you'd like know immediately who it was, right? Like, hey, that's Hirotaka, that jerk. Then you just confront the person, show them the jinmenso with their face on it, and say, okay, cut it out already. But maybe it didn't work that way. So anyway, these creatures are considered yokai, and they can appear anywhere on the body, but I read that the knee seems to be preferred. Although I've heard about the stomach, the elbow, and places on the head. While they're an old-timey condition, they are still found even now in manga and anime, a novel by the same name, and even in a song by the heavy metal band Ningen Isu. I'll put a link to that on the show notes if you'd like to check that out. So I guess the moral of the story is just to keep an eye out on any suspicious freckle or mole, for various reasons, of course, but one of which you might be growing yourself a jinmenso. Oh, and did I mention that they sometimes talk, too? How's that for disturbing? So that's all for the show today. I want to thank everyone who listened to the Uncanny Robot podcast. We've got a space adventure story coming soon, parallel Earths, strange alien creatures, mushy blooms, blast cannons, green goo, and possible annihilation. That'll all be in the next episode of Uncanny Robot podcast. Also, remember to keep sending in any uncanny, ghostly, freaky, or even funny stories that happened to you while you were living or visiting Japan. Richard and I will be reading and talking about those on the 100th episode coming up soon, and I'm getting a bunch of really good ones. So please look forward to that. Thank you all for listening. Please stay safe, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. You've reached the end of the show, and I just want you to know how much we appreciate you listening and supporting us. Any subscribing, reviewing, and gushing to your friends, family, even random strangers, really does help keep us going. If you have the means and you want to help a little more and get a little more, we are making extra content over on Patreon, all for only $5 a month. Or, if you like to read horror, you might be interested in my Bram Stoker-nominated short story collection, The Carp-Faced Boy and Other Tales. 本当にありがとうございます。Thank you again, and I'll talk to you real soon.